Another IRS reminder that your tax dollars fund America's beloved national park system. Of course, we wouldn't need so many of those dollars if we didn't have to rescue parkgoers who take 12-mile hikes in flip-flops and no water. Or airlift those who say, "Honey, stand next to that bison and I'll get a picture." Or identify folks who offer grizzly bears a bite of their ham sandwich. And locate the next of kin for those who say, "Hold my beer, I'm gonna find out just how hot that steaming hot geyser really is." So pitch in and help pay for our national parks for the millions who enjoy them. And the few who find out the reason why it's called Death Valley.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
My cherry cloud, feel sunshine sparkle pink. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Bite me!
What will Israel do next? That is a question following Saturday's Iranian drone and missile attacks. The Biden administration is already saying that the U.S. would not take part in any Israeli strike on Iran should Israel decide to launch a counterattack. A package of military aid for Israel could advance in the House this week. Future unclear, though, because it also would include more money for Ukraine, as well as some of the Asian allies. We lost two heroes tonight. The words of the Syracuse, New York police chief shooting last night left two officers, one a Syracuse officer, the other a sheriff's deputy, dead. The shootout with a suspect at a home in the Syracuse suburb of Liverpool. Jury selection to begin today in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. At issue, alleged payments made by Mr. Trump's one-time lawyer under a non-disclosure agreement during the 2016 campaign. And Dow futures up 115. More details, srnnews.com.
Hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it, and some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Fellas, I'm ready to add up and do my taxes. I don't want to pay that, you know? Like a tax machine? I'm moving, doing it, you know? Can I count it off my deductions? One, two, three, four.
It is tax day. News Talk 93.1 of MWACB. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Jay and I are early on our taxes.
Yeah, I think you got your refund by Valentine's Day, didn't you, this year?
It was a little later. It was the state, but it was done first week of February.
Yeah, I remember you making me feel bad with that.
I just want the money back.
Well, it's ridiculous that they get to hang on to it and pay no interest.
I know. I still, though.
And when you get a refund, it's always nice to get money back, I suppose. But you're getting it, you could have been using it the whole year.
That's true. You could look at it that way. And I guess that's the right way to look at it. But anyway.
But I owe them, so I am in no forking hurry to give Joe Biden another dime of my money until it's absolutely last minute.
As you know, I had to pay the feds for the first time this year. I paid them $1.
Good for you. Good for you. That's the way to do it. Break even. I think that's the reason Biden's not going to help Israel, because I didn't file. And they need that
That's
money.
Right.
Buy a couple of missiles.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back right there.
It's the Forecasted Moment. This segment of the show brought to you by Donnie and Brandon Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. Gorgeous weather. No reason to be involved in an accident if you're paying attention. But they happen. Because somebody doesn't see somebody in a blind spot, or somebody's in a big freaking hurry because they're the most important car on the road. Accidents happen for a wide variety of reasons. When they do, they're a drag, and it's paperwork and bureaucracy and phone calls. But the one thing you can depend on at the end of the day, if you pick MPB, and don't let your insurance adjuster bully you into some other place. Montgomery Paint and Body, Alabama law says you get to decide. So no matter how much they cajole you,
I'm begging you.
Tell them no. I mean, and say it with firmness.
No.
I want MPB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. I want my car to look good as new, maybe better. And I want all the damage fixed. I want the best possible outcome. If I got to go through this, at least at the end of the day, I can look forward to seeing a car that hasn't looked that good since Greg Budell was in Florida. That made no sense. But few things do at 611. Seriously, they assess all the damage. They are your advocate with the insurance adjuster. They'll make sure everything gets fixed. And at the end of the day, they do everything they can to take that sparkling brand new repaired area, match the rest of the car, so it looks good bumper to bumper. 27 Rec with a W for MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 4 days. Decades of Gold Star excellence.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
What a beautiful weekend with 82 on Saturday, 85 yesterday on Sunday, and we're looking for middle 80s today and tomorrow across the area. This is really a time of the year that can be very turbulent. Oh, that's right. This is the day of the tornadoes in 2011. We had a big, big tornado day. Of course, the biggest day was we didn't know was going to be 12 days later.
Right.
But, yeah. All right, so here's the deal. Nice day today. Mostly sunny, warm, high in the middle 80s, partly cloudy, mild. 58 tonight, mid-80s again tomorrow. Limited sunshine. I think we'll have a lot of high cloudiness. I call it milky sunshine when the sun is shining through those high clouds. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, but I've got us dry as a weakening front approaches. 83 for our high. 86 Thursday, good bit of sun. And we'll put in a widely scattered shower threat by Friday and Saturday. Small threat. And then a better threat on Sunday. Right now, clear skies. It's calm. It's 51 at 613.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor. And check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Do you happen to know
what day it is?
This day we all get the crap scared out of us by blood-sucking vampires. Tax day.
Today is the day!
State tax, federal tax, social security tax.
Son, I pay taxes.
I pay taxes!
Taxes? I don't pay no taxes.
Paying taxes?
It's tax season.
Bring your taxes.
Done with taxes! Done with taxes!
Showtime.
It is 6:14 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I guess we have another Trump trial today. The Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
What did he do there? I'm still not sure what that's all about. I remember Stormy from a couple of years ago, but I thought that was all like over.
So, jury selection starts today. Does that mean he's in the courtroom today?
I understand that he's planning to be. But I can't say for sure. Could do a tax day quiz today. Let me try it on you.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. No, I can't do that because you can see the answers. You get the screen on yourself. Never mind. We'll save that for later.
Okay.
We will play Little Kid or Drunk Adult for a $20 food or seafood bistro gift card. Ugh, man, I am, you know, like coming to here. Beautiful morning, though.
It's other, very nice.
Other things later on the show, morning room nominees, and we've got some real dummies here. We have a healthcare worker who was performing acupuncture on a patient. Put the needles in, and then they're supposed to stay there for thank you for a while. But decided to run home, fell asleep, and left the patient sitting there with, you know, the needles are hooked. So there's not much you can do. It's not like you can pull them out and go home if your acupuncturist goes home and takes a nap. We got a Missouri man who was accused of stealing not only adult toys, but luxury adult toys.
What
is a luxury?
What's the difference between a regular adult toy and a luxury
carpeting? I don't know. We have a student who decided, here's a good idea. I think I'll fax my principal's resignation. And other moments of chaos from across the American landscape. Right now, though, we're going to go local at 6:16 with 1819 News. And Jay's going to join us shortly.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Jewish synagogues here in Alabama are on high alert after recent drone attacks from Iran against Israel. The Secure Community Network tells 1819 News that Jewish communities throughout Alabama and across North America are being placed on high vigilance and asked to review all of their security protocols. Wyatt Ronan is with SCN and says it's still important for the Jewish communities to continue their weekly services in whatever area they are located and to not allow for the spread of fear to win. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The Archdiocese in Mobile is confirming that a Catholic priest has been arrested. 73-year-old David Tokars is being charged with sexual misconduct and harassment. Tokars has been released on bail as of this past Sunday. The charges against Tokars was filed by an adult woman. The Archdiocese told WKRG News that all questions will be directed to Tokars' attorney, and the Archdiocese is also asking for prayer for all of those affected by the situation. Well, this coming Tuesday, there will be many runoff races held in dozens of counties here in Alabama. The biggest race so far is for the newly redrawn 2nd Congressional District, and the runoff races will occur within the Democratic and Republican parties to select their next candidate. If you want to know what kind of runoff race is happening in your county, go to sos.alabama.gov. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Shut up, dummy.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
All the headlines, the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's face it, you suck at golf, but now you can look like a Masters champion at Ugly Green Sport Coat Warehouse. We have the widest selection of bright green blazers that no one in their right mind would ever step out of the house wearing. But for some reason, is the most coveted prize in golf. When you put on one of our ugly green sport coats, you'll feel like you've accomplished golf immortality. Even though your greatest golf accomplishment was that one time you got two pars in a row. So come on down to Ugly Green Sport Coat Warehouse. You're gonna like the way you look, like a member of Augusta National. Even though you're just an alternate in the Elks Lodge Thursday night nine-hole beer league. I guarantee it.
All right, you guys in the back, he has arrived into the studio now.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Wow, they're wired up this morning.
They are.
Good job.
They startled me.
Yeah, they sound like they sound every day.
Here is a funny moment with Alexa and Siri that I posted over the weekend.
Alexa, how's the weather today?
Who is Alexa?
Sorry, I'm in Siri.
Who is Alexa?
Never mind, just tell me the weather, please.
Why don't you ask that bitch Alexa to tell you the weather?
Weather today.
Who is Alexa?
Sorry, I'm in Siri.
Who is Alexa?
Never mind, just tell me the weather, please.
Why don't you ask that bitch Alexa to tell you the weather?
So nice I had to play it twice. I got a kick out of that. You can find that audio on my page. Just scroll my wall. It didn't sound polite. The Rich Thomas Breakfast Special is posted.
Oh, that was great. Even the down to the cheese omelet with those brats, did you say?
Those are beef brats from Food Outlet.
Okay.
Lots of good stuff from Food Outlet this week. I've got at least three meals planned because that's what a good house, what am I, the head chef, I don't know, chief cook, bottle washer. I don't know. It's we are the River Region's first domesticated morning show. And after all those years of being browbeaten about messes in the kitchen and butts in the lot, I've done pretty well. In fact, I just picked up a butt. It wasn't mine. Somebody else was smoking out there. We're at 6:22 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The timeline with Rich is coming up. Let me try a couple of these tax day quizzes I'm used to.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, I won't look at the screen.
Hey, great. I think you printed them out.
Yeah, I did.
So you can look at the screen all you want.
Oh.
This is kind of like True the Baloney now, right? And those of you listening at home or driving in your car, or if you just took a break from having passionate sex, you can play too. The Supreme Court once ruled that collecting federal taxes every
those
year...
Those people are already winners, so...
This is true. Why didn't I think of that?
Go ahead, though.
No, I don't want to now. This is not going to be better than passionate sex. Well, the Dow is up a little this morning. I wouldn't get too excited.
A teeny bit. So what are the... But I'm curious. Looking over those, was there anything that you were surprised by?
Jay, like every other thing that I prep for this show, I haven't read it yet.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to have spontaneous fun, too. The Supreme Court once ruled that collecting federal taxes every year was unconstitutional.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true.
It is. President Grover Cleveland tried to implement a yearly tax in 1894, and the Supreme Court struck it down.
Yeah. I want to say I remembered. Obviously, I didn't remember when that happened, but I want to say I remember reading about that.
Florida is the only state in America with no sales tax.
I'm going to say no.
I think there's more than one.
So
they said in unison. Also in the studio.
Yeah.
they actually do have a sales tax there.
But I think there are some states that don't, right?
Yes, there are. There are five.
Yeah. Okay.
But they don't have.
What is it? Property? What's this?
I guess
they don't have.
There's a give and take with it. It's like they may not have that, but they have this.
Yeah, it's like the property taxes here. This got me when I first moved here because I was a renter.
Ours is nothing.
So the landlord got the break on the property taxes. The house I have here would cost about $8,000-$9,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Now it's under $1,000. So you get a big break on prop, but you got to own a home. to enjoy that. So the way it's set up, it doesn't really matter what state you go to. If they don't get you with the cash register, they'll get you some other way. But if you'd like the idea of no sales tax, Oregon, Delaware, New Hampshire.
Where?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Montana and Alaska. No sales tax. That's got to be kind of cool. There are more corporations in Delaware than people.
I feel like that's true.
I'm going to go with true as well.
It is. Delaware has very friendly corporate tax laws, so a lot of businesses incorporate there, even if they don't have any real physical presence there.
Exactly. Almost every bank card I've ever had has a Delaware address.
Right. Delaware Corporation. So that's a few. I'm going to save the rest in case we want to do it's not that exciting. We've got other things. We got little kid or drunk adult is better for a Monday morning anyway. All right, we are at 6:25.
Tax day is once a tax day is twice a year.
It is for me.
That's what I'm saying. You get this year, you get this date, and then what day is it in October?
The 15th.
The 15th as well. Okay.
And that's usually when I file. Now I always, well, at least in recent years, I owe the government money, and that's because Donald Trump cut taxes. That may not make sense in saying it, but.
Yeah, I owe money because Donald Trump cut taxes.
Yeah.
It's a little weird to hear.
But that's the truth. And what they did was they took away a lot of deductions that I can still take with the state. I get a refund from the state and a pretty good one, but not federal. They want. So it's a little bit of both. One sort of offsets the other. I was browsing Jack Ingram Select used cars online this morning, and I noticed that 3 of the 5 cars they had under 10,000 were sold over the weekend. And I'm always glad to see that, and they'll have more because they try to offer you top-notch machines in a wide array of prices from under 10 to as high as you want to go. Sedans, SUVs, and more. And they all come with one thing in common, and that is the Jack Ingram Select policy of select used cars, big selection, factory protection. Each car with a factory certified warranty backed by a Nissan certified select program that includes Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all with a factory warranty. Each car gets an 84-point multi-point inspection by certified techs to ensure it meets the manufacturer's original standards. In other words, it has to do more than just work. It has to work the way it was designed to work. So they really give the engine a fine going over. Then they take the guesswork out of buying a used car. Your certified pre-owned vehicle's inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, rental car reimbursement, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty. So all you need to do is decide whether the vehicle fits your budget, your needs, whether it's for the family, yourself, a new driver in the house. That Mercury Grand Marquis that's on there, that would be a good starter car for somebody. All the bells and whistles you could want inside, safety features galore. And if something happens, they're going to have the best in protection. Visit jackingramselect.com. Don't forget the Ingram family, and it is still very much a family store. 3 Ingrams there every day, making sure that the customers are always taken care of properly. And great salespeople, the most professional in the business. Product knowledge through the roof. Brand new Nissans, Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audi. At Jack Ingram on the Boulevard and jackingram.com. Jay, who is this? I haven't put up the phone list yet.
Oh, this is Jay Tom.
Hey, Jay Tom, what's up?
Hey, Greg, today's my birthday, so you'll never forget my birthday.
Oh, great. So every year when I have to write that check to the government, I'll remember you. That's perfect.
I appreciate it, too.
All right, let's give him the big birthday welcome this morning.
Happy birthday to you.
And Jeb, you are the icing on the cake today.
Please clap.
And by the way, we do love to acknowledge birthdays. Thank you for celebrating with us, starting out your Monday morning. We're going to get our first look at the roads here when we come back. It's the timeline for the 15th of April.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
this morning. We're not seeing any problems anywhere. We got light to moderate traffic, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. No real problems. Buckle up, drive carefully, watch out for your fellow drivers, and keep it right here. If anything happens, we're going to have the updates for you with traffic. Larry Leibach, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris. I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor cost and fuel cost are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is tax day, or as Shakira calls it, Monday. Golden Bachelor couple Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after only 3 months of marriage. With shocking news to some, not so shocking for the people who know the number of successful relationships to come out of the Bachelor franchise. Coachella kicked off over the weekend. It's when young people blow thousands on tickets, food, and lodging to watch bands through their phone. The white Ford Bronco O.J. Simpson was in during his infamous police chase is now in a Tennessee crime museum. Even stranger, Al Cowlings is still in the driver's seat. And CBS is ending The Talk. If you never saw The Talk, imagine an hour of opinions from celebrities who can't even get on Dancing with the Stars. This is not Headline News.
At 6:35 with the timeline from 15th of April, your host, Rich Thomas.
103 days into the year, 263 days are left. There's a lot in today's timeline. You know, where do you start? Well, first of all, it's tax day, of course. It's also Patriots Day. In Boston, that means the marathon is today.
And the also, Red Sox play at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 our time. They cool. play the Guardians. So it's always a big tradition in Boston, where it's in the 40s this morning and getting into the 60s this afternoon. In that part of the world, that's a pretty good day. It is National Laundry Day for some reason. I did laundry over the weekend.
So did I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. National Glazed Spiral Ham Day. All right.
I would think that would be closer to like Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
or something.
In the holiday, during the holidays.
Or Easter.
Yeah, right. Okay, so 207 years ago, 1817, the first American School for the Deaf opened in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm not going to do that. On this date in 1865, Abraham Lincoln died at 7:22 a.m. after being shot the night before around 10 o'clock. Andrew Johnson was sworn in as the 17th president on this date. Lincoln was the first president to be assassinated. He was shot the night before at Ford's Theater by actor John Wilkes Booth. We have one more of the Manhunt to watch. There, it debuts on the 19th, this Friday.
Yeah, I recommend that series.
It's...
But I warn you about two things. One, the casting is atrocious.
Yeah.
Except for Tobias. He did a great job playing Stanton.
Yeah, he did.
Who was really the main character in the whole thing.
Exactly.
And if you can believe Patton Oswalt is general, then you've got a greater imagination than I could ever dream of. Who picked that fat little fork?
We've had four assassinated presidents. After Lincoln came James Garfield, then William McKinley, and then, of course, John Kennedy. 1912. This is the date the Titanic sinks. Now, it has so it actually was hit the iceberg at 11:40 p.m. on the 14th, but it officially went down at 2:20 a.m. The last lifeboat left at 2:05. Only half of the 2,227 lifeboat people got on the lifeboat. Only half. This is the date, 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American to play in a regular season Major League Baseball game. So today is Jackie Robinson Day. 55, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois. Des Plaines. Ray Kroc officially sold milkshakes machines before that. When he saw how much business was made by the McDonald brothers in Southern California, he sold them the idea of letting McDonald's franchise all across the country. Did you ever see that movie, though?
We watched it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was not a nice guy. Not a nice guy at all. 1971, George C. Scott refused to accept the Best Actor Oscar for Patton. He said
he sent Little Feather up there.
He said actors shouldn't be in competition with each other. He considered the Academy Awards a 2-hour meat parade, he said. 15 years ago, in 2009, Eric Carmen, who recently died, was sentenced to 180 days in prison for DUI. His blood alcohol count was 0.234, nearly three times the legal limit.
You'll stagger at that level.
Oh, my gosh. He served only 30 days of that sentence, by the way. I was just working on this tornado day here. We had a big tornado day, 2011, April 15th. There were 146 tornadoes in a multi-state area, five dozen just here in Alabama, including 13 strong tornadoes here in Alabama. And the Boone's Chapel tornado in Autauga County killed three, injured four. That was an EF3. I remember signing off that night. It was well after midnight. I said, fortunately, a tornado outbreak like this happens only once in a generation. And, of course, 12 days later, we know what happened.
Was that the one that had the one that touched down at the lake?
No, that's the 27th one.
Okay.
But the Boone's Chapel one was pretty bad. We had, three fatalities on that one, and the damage was staggering. On this date in 2013, more than 260 people were wounded and three killed. That's the Boston Marathon when two bombs went off near the finish line. Oh, man, there's just a lot of big stuff happened this day. This is the day that the Notre Dame Cathedral catches fire. Paris, 2019.
That was 5 years ago?
Toppling the spire, destroying the roof, and the grand reopening, miraculously, will be in December. If you've ever seen any documentaries, it's one of the greatest, most complicated rebuilding or refurbishing
I would imagine.
Of all time. Birthdays. Seth Rogen is 42.
Realize we're 8 minutes early.
Actor Luke Evans is 45. Chris Stapleton, country superstar, is 46.
He was on SNL this weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I know how we're going to kill this time. Go ahead.
Ed O'Brien from Radiohead is 56. Emma Thompson, 65 today. Elizabeth Montgomery, we lost her in 95. She would have had a birthday today from Bewitched. We are 28 days till Mother's Day, 47 days till hurricane season in what, by all accounts, looks like to be a big deal system with multiple U.S. impacts expected. 80 days till the 4th of July, and Thanksgiving is now 227 days away. Way early, that is your timeline.
Looks like now I know why we got through so quickly.
Oh, the
School of Broadcasting.
School of Broadcasting song.
You got your lesson plan handy?
We're gonna wing it. Go ahead, play it. Your smiling face. Little 2 minute, 20 second song that'll take us up to news time here. Here's James Taylor on your Monday morning. This will make you smile. Your smiling face there.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself. Because I love you, yes I do.
Give me some face.
When you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby.
I don't know.
Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day.
It's one of those songs that always came in handy at the end of an hour when you needed, like, something under 3 minutes long.
Yeah, to take us up to news time when you're timing into a network newscast. No one does that anymore.
And one of the rare James Taylor songs that has drums in it. And that is your timeline at 6:43. Wiley Poundstone sent me this. It's from this weekend, Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Which I don't even bother to tune in to see.
Oh, is it that? Okay. Like, you really have to see this one for it to work.
Okay.
Well, we'll let our vivid imaginations do our best here.
All right.
As soon as we get the
audio going.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. Let me refresh it so it starts from scratch.
Threat AI poses. Can you explain your stance to the average American?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you explain your stance on AI to the average American?
Certainly. To be clear, I'm not anti-AI. I just believe AI needs to be properly regulated. I'm sorry.
Professor, is there a problem?
Yeah, there's a gentleman in your audience who looks strikingly similar to Beavis from the cartoon Beavis and Butthead. just a little distracting.
I'm not familiar with that cartoon, but would it help if he moved seats?
It's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. It's the gentleman in the blue shirt and blonde pompadour.
Sir, do you mind moving?
I'm sorry? You're talking about me? I have no idea what's going on. I'm sorry. What?
Yes, can you move the seats?
Okay, sure. I'm sorry. I've never heard of that cartoon character.
And you really never watched Beavis and Butthead when you were a teenager?
No. I was pretty, so I was going to parties and hooking up. Now, Professor, if AI is left unregulated, what is your worst-case scenario?
Well, in simplest terms, it becomes so intelligent that it deems humans unnecessary and kills us all.
But if human beings created the AI, can't we just program it to not do that?
Well, it depends. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
What? I think that's a valid question.
No. Now there's a gentleman behind you that looks like Butthead.
Professor, just because our audience members aren't as informed on the issue as you doesn't make them buttheads.
Butthead from the cartoon. He Beavis' friend.
I'd really like to move on and discuss AI, so would you like him to move?
Yes, thank you. The man with the gray shirt and exposed gums.
Sir.
He said he's talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, me?
Yes.
I am so sorry. I'm confused. I'm just here to learn about AI, but...
Professor, we have a viewer question from X. At Dan with
to the cartoon. Cornholio with Beavis is alter ego. He eat the sugar and become Cornholio.
Yeah, I see. Let's move on to our audience questions, starting with Patricia Faulkner.
Yes, right there.
You put them right next to each other. Look, they even sitting like they do on the show. You two really don't know that you look like Beavis and Butthead.
Someone from TV, but maybe it's this Beavis person. I don't know. I don't watch much television. I have an incredibly busy life.
Yeah, I'm very busy too. This is honestly the first time I've ever heard that I look like this Butthead person. So.
Oh boy, for those just tuning in, this is News Nation, not the Cartoon Network.
I will put that on Facebook. People need to see that.
Yeah, because it doesn't translate well to radio.
Well, some of it did. I mean, you can't see listen, Kenan Thompson makes me laugh. I don't care whether you can see what he's laughing at or not.
Yeah.
So congratulations, SNL. You were funny.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
On this anniversary of that huge tornado day back in 2011, with 6 tornadoes here in Alabama, we are looking at a beautiful morning out there. Nice day today, mostly sunny and warm. We had 85 yesterday. I think we're in the mid-80s today. Partly cloudy, mild tonight, low 58. Mid-80s again tomorrow with limited sunshine. Mostly cloudy, high 83 for Wednesday. And a weakening front will be approaching, but I think by the time it gets here, it's
dry front. 86 Thursday, good bit of sun, and we'll put in the mention of some widely scattered showers, perhaps returning on Friday and Saturday, a better chance Sunday. Right now, this morning, clear skies, it's 51 at 649.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
Your SRN News replay. Keep it trashy. Coming up.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. What will Israel do next? That is the question following Saturday's Iranian drone and missile attacks. The Biden administration is already saying that the U.S. would not take part in any Israeli strike on Iran should Israel decide to launch a counterattack. A package of military aid for Israel could advance in the House this week. Future unclear, though, because it also would include more money for Ukraine, as well as some of the Asian allies. We lost two heroes tonight. The words of the Syracuse, New York police chief shooting last night left two officers, one a Syracuse officer, the other a sheriff's deputy, dead. The shootout with a suspect at a home in the Syracuse suburb of Liverpool. Jury selection to begin today in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. At issue, alleged payments made by Mr. Trump's one-time lawyer under a non-disclosure agreement during the 2016 campaign. And Dow futures up 115. More details, srnnews.com.
Hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it, and some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
We're seeing a lot of folks out on the road on this Monday. 231 out of Wetumpka. We're loading it up there, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Boulevard's light to moderate already. Looks like a busy morning brewing out there, but so far, so good. No major problems anywhere. We will keep you updated. Your ticket to success is at Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go.
At 6:54, welcome to the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Budell. Well, this is kind of a sad note to start the morning on. The Golden Bachelor and his bride are getting divorced after 3 months.
Aww.
No, tragedy.
But don't worry, because there's another show in the works.
This spring, the beloved series returns. ABC proudly presents The Goldener Bachelor. Join Jerry as he embarks on a journey of love, life, and laughter to find his soulmate again. It's an unforgettable adventure that ends on a scenic beach locale when he kneels to say,
I love you 1,000%.
Again.
I'm never going to stop believing that every day I choose you.
Again.
Can you marry me?
Again. Whether you want to create new memories or rekindle old ones, since they just happened 90 days ago, don't miss The Goldener Bachelor, because love is eternal, unless you find it on a TV show. Again.
Wow, 3 months in their divorce.
So he's a little goldener, and I guess they're going to give him another shot at it.
Is that right?
Oh, so the same guy?
Same guy?
Even with all we know about him? Remember that reveal?
That show got really good ratings, including younger demographics. I don't know why.
Why would they do the same guy, though?
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
Huh. Yeah, and
I really am, but I could be wrong.
When was that show filmed? So, I mean, how long were they together?
3 months. I think it ended just before Christmas last year.
Was that live?
I think it's pretty close. It's, if not live, it's...
Huh. I just know usually shows are taped in advance.
No way.
Yeah. So I was just curious. But,
like,
yeah.
Survivor. Oh, I mean, game shows, too. Jeez.
Yeah, well, they tape multiple episodes.
There's a headline to piss you off on Fox. Majority of new IRS audits are targeting taxpayers with incomes less than $200,000 a year. And nobody will ever convince me that they don't see who you vote for before they audit you with their guns and weapons.
Because I think, going back to the game, Sajak already did his last...
Oh, he's done?
Well, it hasn't aired.
No, I know it hasn't aired.
They taped
aired.
It months in advance, right. But I believe he's already taped his last Wheel of Fortune.
If you win on one of those shows, you have a gag order not to reveal...
I was curious if you had to wait until the show airs before you get your winnings.
Well, I know you have to shut up about it.
Yeah, you can't say anything about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Has anybody ever been on a game show?
No.
I haven't.
My grandfather was on The Price is Right 100 years ago.
You were on Bozo.
Bozo.
Not necessarily a game show, but he did have the grand prize game.
That was my TV. In fact, my dad brilliantly got all three of us pictures of us as we on a close up on TV.
I have
that somewhere.
Didn't you tell me that
you got to find that
people?
I think I have it on Facebook.
Didn't you tell me that people before their child is born apply for the Bozo show?
If somebody found out they were pregnant, they would send away for tickets because by the time
the kid was five, you could take him.
There was like 8, 9, 10 year wait, something like that towards the end.
Ridiculous. It's weird. You'd have mothers who like, my baby's going to be born and I'm going to book tickets. Then there's this 15-year-old who shows up and a Bozo taping. Like, well, my mom got tickets and this was the only date available.
Michael J. Fox made a statement over the weekend. I agree with him. He says you had to be talented to be famous in the 80s compared to now.
Uh-huh.
I agree with him. Tom Cruise gives Dakota Canning... A birthday gift every year.
Dakota Canning.
I remember going to see War.
I love canned Dakotas.
Gave her a cell phone after they worked together on War of the Worlds.
She still
has it. She says, I was so excited. I loved it. I felt so cool, but I didn't really know anybody to call. And he's given her a gift every year, including her recent 30th birthday. Josh Gad, anybody know that name?
Yeah, he played, he was in that movie Frozen, the snowman. He did the voice of the snowman guy.
Doing a biopic on Chris Farley.
He is. He's also, he's an actor as well. He's been in a few things, but now he's working on a Chris Farley movie.
Does he look like?
He's not. I don't think
he's directing.
He's directing it. He's not playing.
Let's see. You know who you missed at Old Cella this week? Olivia Rodrigo.
That's not Old Cella.
No, it's not.
Coachella.
That's a young cello there.
It's a really cool venue.
You know, that probably was on Hulu this week, and I didn't even think to watch it.
Yeah.
They do show concerts on there, but
it is the first big festival of the year.